Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
What's up, Geo's Passion Posse, GPP, and the place to be. I'm bringing you this podcast from our GPP studios in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to Geo's Passion. My name is Jack, and I am your host. I hope everyone's doing well, and I got a lot to break down. So let's get right to it. A warm, intimate gathering place where the people are family, the food is familiar, and your guest voice is always heard. What? Yes, your guest voice is always heard. We are the People's Pub, and you are always welcome at our table. That is a statement from Jay Mize. I'll tell you who Jay Mize is shortly, but that statement is true until you're not welcomed anymore because the group you're with is too freaking loud. Here's that story! Who's Jay Mize, you ask? Jay Mize is an entrepreneur, part of Mize Capital, Irish 31, Ferg's Live, Mize and Safair Development, Mize Capital, and he went to USF, the University of South Florida. Now, number 31 was the jersey number that he wore, and that's how we got Irish 31. When he played football at the University of South Florida, he wore that jersey number. So you're probably asking, what does this have to do with anything? Well, the other day, it seems like our voices were too loud for Irish 31 in Wesley Chapel. And that's Wesley Chapel, Florida. A group of Wesley Chapel residents went to Irish 31 for a Wednesday happy hour music bingo, as they usually do. And after music bingo started, the manager came out to the group leader. We'll call the group leader Gina. Remember, names are protected for the innocent and not so innocent. And the manager asked Gina to lower her voice. Well, if anybody knows Gina, she's a nice young lady. But don't tell her to lower her voice. The manager said Gina's voice was too loud and our group was too loud. And it seems like there was a complaint from a patron. Patron wasn't with our group, of course, because, you know, our group is pretty cool. So I believe it was possibly a gentleman. He had white pants at the bar, but I cannot confirm or deny that. As we were leaving, he started leaving too. But who wears white after Labor Day? Who wears white after Labor Day? I don't know. But anyway, the thing that got me, and the reason why I'm talking about it, is because the way the manager, I believe her name is Erica, handled the situation. Now, you see, there's a certain protocol at Irish 31 and in Wesley Chapel. And I believe that if you don't follow that protocol, whether you're a large group, a patron, or even a wait staff, then you're no longer welcome. And as is the case with Jaden, the former waitress. But I digress. I know that during happy hour and music bingo on Wednesday nights, there's usually a large crowd closer to bingo. You know, most people come in. They'll eat something, but they want to play music bingo. And in my opinion, many times they are understaffed. The Irish 31 in Wesley Chapel is understaffed. There are two waitresses, where there used to be four. And it seems like everybody they hire doesn't come back or gets fired. You have a manager that helps. And when she can, you know, she does what she got to do. And of course, you have the kitchen staff. But the kitchen staff is busy cooking food. And the food is delicious for a pub, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the kitchen staff, because out of this episode, they're the best ones there. So Wednesday nights at Wesley Chapel, there is also the Irish 31 Running Club. So if you're not familiar with Irish 31, at each Irish 31 location, there is a running club. And that running club, they run, they come back in. And once they're finished running and dripping with nasty, stinky sweat, they can enjoy happy hour priced drinks and appetizers. Now, there's other things, you know, they get t-shirts and things like that. But on this particular Wednesday, the group of Wesley Chapel residents, they were just having a great time. You know, we were having a good time like we always do. Music bingo had just started. Now, mind you, the group starts arriving around 5:15 p.m. And you get food, you get drinks before the music bingo starts. And music bingo starts at 7 p.m. So you're there. You know, you're talking, you're eating, you're having a good time, you're having drinks. Happy hour is from, I believe, 3 to 7 at Irish 31. So I believe we were on the second song in the first game when the manager came to our group leader, Gina, and said that we were being a bit too loud. And I believe the exact words were something like, you need to lower your voice. I mean, come on, seriously? Now, close your eyes and remember this. This is a pub that has loud music going on. Because it's music bingo, okay? The music bingo host has a microphone to make his voice louder, and we sing songs to participate, and then we talk amongst ourselves. So yeah, it's a pub. You have an event taking place, but I guess this time it was too loud. In the beginning of the day, we should have known something was up because they made an announcement saying that no one can dance on the chairs, which is definitely nothing that our group did. One of the old regulars there, he jumped up on a chair, celebrating the music, dancing, having having fun. It was at a past event. It wasn't even at this event. But, you know, I could see where the safety issues might lie. Okay, I got you there. So now my question is, if a patron complains that the group is too loud during a happy hour and music bingo night where the music is loud and the host of the music bingo is louder, what was the correct course of action the manager should have taken? Now, I don't know if this was a recurring event, but it seems like the manager was focused on having this group removed. What ended up happening was the group leader left and went to Brass Tap. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Brass Tap, Brass Tap is almost like a beer garden. They have numerous beers on tap. They have music there. They have music. They have karaoke. They have trivia nights. There's, you know, what every other bar has. So, but that night they had regular trivia. So the leader of the group, Gina, went to Brass Tap where they were doing trivia. And at the end of the first sheet of music bingo, I would say 90% of the people, the group left, and went to Brass Tap. The other part of the group just ended up either going home, going shopping or anything like that, because this is at the Wiregrass Mall in Wesley Chapel, Florida. Now, the receipts and bills came out faster than I have ever seen it, all right? Now, I've been going to the Music Bingo and Happy Hour at Irish 31 for months, and I've never seen the bills come out so fast, okay? So in addition to that, since it was a large table and a large group, we would charge the automatic 15% gratuity, which is standard for groups of six or more in sub-establishments, okay? So yeah, I understand that. But the thing was, I believe there was winners and losers on both sides. So I think Irish 31 lost a little bit more because you figure many establishments do trivia, music bingo, karaoke to bring people in on slow nights. That time during the middle of the week, the weekends are usually pumping because people go shopping, they go eating, and they go hang out. Now, the quick act by the manager actually cost the wait staff some money. I usually tip 20%. So they lost 5% from me alone. Plus, due to the circumstances, a couple of the members said that they would have given more than just 15%, but they decided not to. So they kind of felt spited. Now, the question to you is, if you're in a pub, which is what Irish 31 says they are, because I read you their motto. So if you're in a pub and they want to hear your voice, you have music bingo and a large group who are not only eating, paying for drinks and playing music bingos. What should the conversation with the patron who complained be? Or was it an excuse to not have that large crowd at Irish 31 anymore because there wasn't enough staff or the manager just wasn't happy with the group? Or is it Jay Mize having financial issues since the Irish 31 at West Shore Mall in Tampa has closed recently and reopened as an, and I quote, I-31 test kitchen featuring a condensed menu for testing and training purposes. But our full Irish 31 menu is available at all other Irish 31 restaurants. You can look it up at irish31.com. So maybe he's not having financial issues, but maybe he's looking to shake things up a bit. Now, Jay Mize, I tell you, things are happening. you know, the restaurants at certain locations, they're doing good, I'm sure. Others are not doing good. Others are becoming test kitchens, you know. There's a lot of test kitchens here in Tampa. You have Del Frisco's on Boy Scout Road as a test kitchen. But their wait staff is great, I guess. You know, they've been trained properly. And there's a PDQ test kitchen here in Tampa, right off the Veterans and Memorial Highway. There's one right there. So, you know, Tampa's known for test kitchens and stuff like that. But the way the Irish 31 management treated the large group, that has something to, you know, to be desired. I'd like to know what's going on there. But if anyone knows Jay Mize, can you have him reach out to me so I can ask him these questions? And what was real breakdown? What was the real breakdown in communication from the manager, the patron, and the group leader? Chappies want to know. Those Wesley Chapel chappies, they want to know. You know what I'm saying? And as always, look, I recommend you leaving a review either on Google or Yelp to help others with their decision making when it comes to eating out and the many choices offered, especially now as Pasco County and Wesley Chapel, Florida has grown. So, yeah, that's how it is. But of course, I had to do what I had to do. And I went to social media, as I always do, and I posted a poll question, which was, have you ever been thrown out of a bar for being too loud? Well, I guess GPP is a bunch of really, really nice people because the answers were crazy. The choices were yes, no, and I don't go to bars. 13% of you said yes, I have been thrown out of a bar for being too loud. No was 86%. We have the nicest people, the well-behaved people in GPP. And then 1% said, I don't go to bars. So I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. So there you have it. Drama in the chapel food industry. Oh, man, I got to tell you something. That's crazy. That is very, very crazy. I've never personally been thrown out. Even when I've partied with friends, family, and stuff like that, I've never been thrown out of a bar. Not thrown out. We didn't get thrown out. We were asked to lower our voice. And, of course, if you don't voice, you know, don't lower your voice, the manager says you can go. So, I mean, we weren't technically thrown out, but we were advised that if our behavior didn't change, we were no longer welcome. So I just want to let you know this podcast episode is being sponsored by Geo's Passion and the geospassion.com website. Geospassion.com will give you updates, archive episodes, and the Geo's Passion podcast will let you join and subscribe to the Geo's Passion Posse, GPP, so you don't miss an episode or update on Geo's Passion. Bookmark geospassion.com, that's GEOSPASSION.com, and join the movement. Now back to the episode. Here we go, baby. So you know what's up. You've had orbiting sexy situationships in the beginning of cuffing season. So let's delve a little deeper. Woo! Let's go! So as we delve further into cuffing season, I just wanted to talk about some of the preliminary results. And have you been successful with an interest or friend so far for cuffing season? In a recent poll, I also asked, would you rekindle a friendship to cuff? I threw a curveball there at you. I'll have the answer to the polls later on in the episode, but I believe this is a very important question. You see, say you have that friend or acquaintance who you used to hang out with and text or chat on social media, and then when hot girl summer came up, you guys lost contact. It happens. It does happen. Or were you supposed to hang out with someone and their selfish mannerisms came to be and they used cheap excuses to not hang out with you, to not work with you, and then they ghosted you after they failed to perform, show up, or even try to make the event work out? You know, some people, they're scary like that. Then weeks later, they try to reach out to you with a stupid text only for you to ghost them for their lack of decency. But now it's cuffing season and you're alone. What do you do? Do you rekindle a friendship to cuff? Well, the poll results were interesting, but I will say if you've been following the previous episodes, you will see how everything from orbiting, sexy situationship to cuffing season all comes together. You see, people have opinions and people have options. And sometimes those options and opinions get lost in the fast everyday life we live. Sometimes it's loss on purpose, or by mistake. Sometimes some people's attitudes are just like, you know what? I'm the shiznit and I don't give a hell. I don't give a about what you're doing or what you think about me because I'm the best there is out there. So, you know, you got some people like that. Then you got some other people who are just working. They're working hard. They're trying to do what they got to do to make it happen. You know, so, you know, they can't reach out to you. But at least those people are like, you're like, hey, how you doing? Is everything okay? And they go, yeah, okay. So they'll reach out to you. You know what I'm saying? So, but one thing social media does is social media brings the whole life story fast forward and updates on the other interested party on whether you're doing well enough to rekindle that friendship to cuff. Let me explain. Are you having enough fun that your cuff interest will sacrifice for the next months being with you just for the short-term pleasure of being a part of your fun, your life, and your hard work? And they can see all that through social media. Now remember, cuffing season ends on Valentine's Day, and some cuffs do extend and become true relationships. But GPP had a say in that too. You know, that orbiting, that social media stalking that we talked about, the sexy situationship is not, you know, it's not a cuffing season type thing. But some cuffing during cuffing season might lead to sexy situationships or might lead to long-term relationships. So now I just want to remind you to vote on Gio's Passion social media poll. So, you know, you can get updated on what the rest of the GPP sounds like and what they feel and what they're putting out there. And, you know, you can also use the link and the description and voice record your thoughts on cuffing season or any topic in the episode, and I'll play it on the air. So now I will tell you, at the end of the day, the results are crazy. But like the last episode, segment, I changed some of the names of the participants because with Gio's Passion, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. Woo! Come on, baby. So here we go. The poll results from Gio's Passion Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, and it's interesting. So what you want to know is that on social media, these questions are posted and you vote. And I take the answers straight from there. I screenshot all the answers and I put them together. And that's how we get our results. So the answers that came up from the Gio's Passion Posse social media. And again, if you're not following us on social media, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, geospassion.com, you're losing out. You're really, really, really losing out. So the first question was, or the only question was, would you rekindle a friendship to cuff? The choices were yes, but only for cuffing season? No, because I damaged the friendship too severe? Yes, and see if it goes past cuffing season? No, I'm in a strong relationship and cuffing is out of the question. Wow. So I will tell you that yes, but only for cuffing season was 33%. No, because I damaged the friendship too severe was 0%. That means we in GPP know how to keep friendships and relationships. That's how we do it. That's how we roll. Yes, and see if it goes past cuffing season was 17%. And no, I'm in a strong relationship and cuffing is out of the question was 50%. What? 50% what? 50%? So that means 50% of GPP who, not 50% of the GPP, but 50% of the respondents for this poll from GPP were in a strong relationship and cuffing was out of the question. So that's serious. So again, I'd like to thank everybody who voted in the polls because you make it happen. And don't forget to follow us. And the next polls are coming out sometime this week. I'll be posting that. And it's going to be about a word, hypergamy. Look it up because I'll be talking a little bit about this. Very interesting lately, hypergamy and what's going on with the relationships and how men and women are getting along. So it's that sad time of the episode. Saddest time ever. So the playoff season has been crazy. Baseball playoffs, the Mets, Braves, Rays, and Dodgers are all out of further playoff contention. The Yankees are barely hanging on with their win last night against the Cleveland Indians. Oh, I'm sorry. Just like the Washington Commanders, Cleveland changed their name to the Guardians. So it's the Cleveland Guardians of the Galaxy, of the baseball galaxy. But no matter what you call them a pain in the ass, because that's what's happening. Yankees are back in the Bronx, which is good because the hometown, let's get that pumped up. But the rest of them, not so muy bueno. This year was a good year for top baseball teams, winning over 100 games. The Dodgers had a record of 111 wins and 51 losses. The Astros had a record of 106 wins and 56 losses. And the Braves and Mets both together, they had a record of 100 wins and 61 losses. Both teams separately, I'm sorry, they had their record of that. Now again, the Cowboys lost to the Philadelphia Eagles by a score of 26-17 with a 9-point loss. In a game they were destined to lose, and it came so close numerous times to tie it up or even win. But when your kicker misses a 3-point punt and Cooper Rush is intercepted while getting hit in the chin throwing a pass, it's hard to lock it in. So now the Eagles are 6-0, the Cowboys are 4-2 with Dak looking to return next week. The Cowboys will be playing the Lions next week with a record of 1-4. And the Eagles play the Steelers, who have a rookie quarterback beating Tom Brady and the Bucks. What's up with that? Holy cow. The Giants won, so they are now 5-1 with a win against the Ravens by a score of 24-20. So 6-0 Eagles, 5-1 Giants, 4-2 Cowboys, and I think 2-4 Redskins. The Bucks lost another one yesterday. This time it was 20-18 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Close game, very close game. Bringing their score, to a 3-3 tie for the record with the Atlanta Falcons. But the Bucks are still in first place since they beat Atlanta. So that's why those inter-conference games are very, very, very important now. Now, the Florida State Seminoles have a record of 4-3 with their 34-28 loss to Clemson Tigers. The Hurricanes, Miami Hurricanes, the U, are 3-3 with their win versus Virginia Tech. And I will be going to my first ever Lightning game this week. I can't wait. So check out the pics on Geo's Passion social media pages, because that's what I'll be doing. I'll be taking pictures. I'll be taking videos. I'll be having a good time. Going with my... One of the groups and one of my boy K Fed. I call him K Fed, but he hates that. My buddy from New York. So we'll be going to that. Now it's gonna be fun, and I really, really look forward to it's the home opener, I believe, for the Lightning and in Tampa. So that's gonna be good. Now I will tell you, finance is a cluster. Thank you, Brandon. According to AAA, the price of fuel in Tampa is currently an average of $3.40. It's around $3.70 in the Bronx. Crude oil is $86.26 a barrel, which is steadily on the upside. And why do we have that? Because on October 5th, 2022, energy ministers meeting at the Vienna headquarters of OPEC, the oil cartel, cut production by 2 million barrels per day at their first face-to-face meeting since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Yep, so they took 2 million barrels per day off. So again, the supply and demand thing. If you don't have that much supply and you still have that high demand, prices go up. So that's what we're seeing now. And of course, Saudi Arabia and OPEC, they don't care about the president of the United States because they find him as weak. If we had the ugly, scary, redheaded man, this probably wouldn't happen. I would say it wouldn't happen, because at the end of the day, that scary redheaded man would take away funding for military supplies that we give to Saudi Arabia, and they'll be a more happier and more perfunctory conversation there. So now the U.S. dollar index is still high at $112.01, making the dollar stronger than other currencies. The one U.S. dollar equals $1.02 euro. And one United States dollar equals 88 cent pound sterling. Now in crypto, the price of Bitcoin is currently around 19,488. Ethereum is currently 1,321. Solana is $30.87. Cardano is 37 cents. And Matic is at 83 cents. Now, the stock market tanked after the 8.2% CPI, Consumer Price Index, aka the inflation rate, came out last week. So now the price of Tesla is going up today at a price of $220. Apple is $142.31 and Amazon is $113.14. The stocks are cheaper than the last podcast episode. So again, if you're like JC, you can build up your dividend payments each quarter to support you through your retirement. Finally, El Tigre de Tampa, Eduardo. Gold is $1,667, which is down $11.30 in the week. Sorry, Eddie. Gold is going down. But everything is down except mortgage rates, and I'll talk about that in the next segment. Again, don't forget to sign up with my Robinhood link in the description. The Robinhood link will let you start your account. We both get a stock, and it helps start growth, your financial growth. But again, everybody knows what time it is. Yes, what time is it? But I always remember my legal warning and notice. I am not a financial advisor. Only spend the money you feel comfortable to lose. And my comments on crypto, the stock market, and all other financial is for entertainment purposes only. There we go. So now, the housing market. Mortgage rates moved up and hit 6.92%. And the mortgage rates were up to the highest level in over 20 years. Last episode, I believe I told you when I first moved to Florida and bought a house, it was like 6%. Now it's 6.92%. The highest level in over 20 years, and it looks like it's only going higher. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reported Thursday that the average on the key 30-year rate climbed to 6.92% from 6.6% last week. Last year at this time, the rate was 3.05%. So if you bought a house last year, you're paying half the mortgage rate than you were this year. The average rate on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage, popular among those looking to refinance their home, rose to 6.09% from 5.9% last week. It's the first time it hit 6% since the housing market crash of 2008. 1 year ago, that 15-year rate was 2.3%. So many prospective buyers have been pushed out of the market as an average mortgage rates have more than doubled this year. And again, I told you in previous episodes, it's that bottom line. It's that mortgage rate, that monthly payment. If they can make the monthly payment, they'll buy it if they qualify for the loan. But if they can't make that monthly payment, even if they qualify for the loan, it's not going to happen. So now last month, the Fed bumped the rates, like I told you, by a 0.75% increase. And so far, there's, you know, all this stuff that the Fed is doing, it doesn't look like it's helping. You know, don't be surprised if they hit another in November, 0.75 or 1% to try to slow things down. Now, the government reported that consumer inflation remained at a high 8.2%, combined with the 8.5% inflation at the wholesale level, which was reported recently. Most economists expect another big increase when the Feds meet in early November. That's what I just said. 0.75 point, a whole percent point. So we'll see what happens there. Now, remember, the mortgage rates don't necessarily mirror the Fed's rates. It tends to track the yield on the 10-year Treasury note. And that's influenced by a variety of factors, including investors' expectation for future inflation and global demand for U.S. Treasuries. Again, that's why I cover the dollar index and the price, because that has a lot to do with the borrowing and the value of the dollar and the strength of the dollar and stuff like that. But by raising borrowing rates, the Fed makes it costlier to take out a mortgage and an auto loan or a business loan. Now, consumers and businesses then presumably borrow and spend less, cooling the economy and slowing the inflation. The only thing is that in the past, because of the COVID payouts, you would think that some people still have money in their bank accounts. So even though maybe auto loans might be a little more expensive, with that extra money that they have in the bank, they're gonna pay for it, and they're gonna make it happen no matter what. So it's not slowing down inflation. So we got a long way to go. There's an election coming in like 3 weeks. So we're going to see what happens there and changes. And of course, those people who are elected aren't put into office until January. So, you know, we might see a change. We might not see a change. I don't know. I think it's just crazy. But, you know, all these, I told you again, all these politicians, oh, everything's transitory. Oh, this doesn't matter. And, you know, and when they finally say, oh, yeah, we're in a recession, it's too late. We're already in that recession. We are currently in a recession, no matter what they say. It's been three quarters of negative GDP. We're in that recession. So I don't care what they say. They need to wake up. So now I'm going to tell you that things are great. I'm having fun with Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Every day I walk out there into the public, I see new stories. I people watch and I hear, and people are loud. People talk in the streets and they're like, oh yeah, and this guy this and this girl that, and oh, and blah, 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 and beep, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So it's fun. It's fun. So as long as it's fun and it keeps on rocking, I'm going to bring you that content. All right. Don't forget geospassion.com. It's been getting many views and subscribers. I appreciate everybody joining. Don't forget to rate the podcast. Apple. Hey, Apple, I need some 5 stars. I need some reviews. Hook a brother up. Let's go. Let's go, you Apple iPhone people. You Apple iTunes people. Hook a brother up. Hook me up. Let's go. Let's build Geo's Passion and Geo's Passion Posse to where we rule the airwaves. Also, don't forget to check out the Geo's Passion YouTube channel and subscribe there for more videos. I put out a couple of videos recently, especially for you who are living in Pasco County. Wesley Chapel has the first and only Wesley Chapel rooftop bar. So I did a little video on that. I also did a video of the American Airlines Admirals Club in the Tampa International Airport. So, you know, hey, let's rock. We all enjoy the ride here. I appreciate you all. And again, if you ever gotten kicked out of a bar or a pub for being too loud, let me know. I want to hear about it. Or let me know what your results are for the beginning of cuffing season. What's going on there? We got the holidays coming up. October 31st is like in 2 weeks. Thanksgiving is like a month and a half. And Christmas is like 2.5 months or something like that. Or something like that. Everything's coming so fast. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the last quarter of the year. Not financially, of course, because of stock markets and crypto markets and all that's in a crapper. But I'm looking forward to it because it's fun times. It gets chillier. Right now, it's been getting chillier in the Tampa Bay area. And, we're doing well here. So don't forget, there's an election coming up next month in about 3 weeks. And, I look forward to everybody and everything you've done. Once again, I'm Jack, the host with Geo's Passion. Enjoy the ride. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Shout out to you guys and gals. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. Don't forget to follow Geo's Passion on the social media scene with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube videos. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I am almost there. So hook a brother up, all right? Let's build Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse together. I thank you all. And remember, like I always say, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. I'm Jack. I'm your host. And I'm out. Peace. Woo! Let's go.